You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
Back here on J Street Vibes, Kenny Caraway, Jason Jones of The Athletic. We talked about the Kings losing 128 to 120 to the Utah Jazz. A very, very shorthanded Utah Jazz. That's not a loss you want. There wasn't really nobody of consequence playing. You know, I have my eye on Kelly Olynyk. It's not like he went off or anything, but I have my eye on him. But I did not expect Agbaji to go off the way he did. I did not expect Chris Dunn to play the way he did. Even Azubuike, 6 of 6 from the field, 13 points, 8 rebounds. Now, he's the project. I think that's who they were referring to. He's the G League project.
Yeah.
They were just like touting this as like a developmental game. You know, when you see teams that don't really want to win, do this, like, we're going to give our stars the night off and give these young guys a chance. If we win, it's a bonus.
Yeah, they answered too. I talk about Olynyk. I kind of glossed over his game. He had a little mini Sabonis game, man. 19, 10, and 8 for Olynyk. He definitely was the catalyst.
That man went back to Gonzaga on us, you know, with that.
He really did. He really did. But Jason, they lost the game. They had won 7 straight road games coming in to tonight. They had won their first 3 games of the 4-game road trip. They end up going 3-1 on this really weird. It wasn't a Midwest trip. It wasn't an East Coast trip. They went all around the country. I don't know what the schedule makers were doing here. They had a Chicago, Brooklyn back to back in this situation. What the hell was that? What was that mess? They had to deal with that. They play Brooklyn, Washington. That's relatively normal. But then you go Washington to Utah, which leads into a back to back again. So they're going to end up playing 5 games in 7 nights. And they're not at the 5th game yet, but they ended this 4-game road trip 3-1. I don't want to say you couldn't ask for a better road trip, because 4-0 would have been a better road trip. But I mean, all in all, 3-1 road trip on this kind of funky setup, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I thought the Brooklyn game would be the trap game, you know, back to back. 3 time zones in what, 4 nights. That was the game I was like, okay, that might be the one. They got that one. You know, you let my boy Kuz go off, but
Kuz rolled his ankle within the first 3 seconds and then takes off after that.
He's like, man, my ankle hurts. Oh, but they ain't going to guard me. Let me go ahead and get these shots off. But, you know, that's not a really good team, and they're doing what you would expect a team in their situation to do on a road trip like this late in the year. They should not be going 1-3 on a trip like this, and they did. You know, they shouldn't go out there and lose to the Wizards. And, you know, but I mean, this is a weird time of the year to have a trip like this too.
Right.
To go Chicago, Brooklyn, you know, and then they did the thing where they stayed over the next day in D.C. I guess they don't have Memphis Grizzly problems. They weren't trying to rush them out of D.C. and get them to Salt Lake City.
Right. Yeah, man. So, you know, the 4-0 would have been great, but I'll absolutely take 3-1. And keeping your eyes on the prize for the Kings. I know, you know, everybody's caught up, myself included, in what they could possibly do with, you know, maybe catching Denver and solidifying the 2 seed or whatever. This team, really, the most important thing for them, in my opinion, is making sure you have home court advantage in that first round. And they went a long way with this 3-1 road trip. And pretty much, locking that down. I think the Kings, I saw a couple of things, like if they have, how many games do they have now? I think they have 11 games left now. And if they went 4-7 in those 11 games, the fifth seed, which is the Clippers, would have to go like 11-1 or whatever they get. Like it's
they should be okay.
Yeah,
their main thing is can they, you know, Memphis is going to get Ja back, and they're a game behind Memphis right now. I mean, I just don't think that right now the Suns are equipped to catch them.
Right.
I think for me, the idea of the Suns making a real push was predicated on them having Kevin Durant. And so I just think, you know, this has been a year where the stars are just aligned for them.
Yeah.
You know, things are just falling right into place. And, you know, now they can, you know, I said, obviously you've still got an outside chance at number one. I don't think they'll catch Denver. I think Denver might be getting out of the funk. I think Denver picked the wrong, you know, they had their, what was it, 5-6 game losing streak. I don't think they're going to stumble all the way to the end. You know, the thing is now Memphis has won 3 in a row without Ja. You probably get, from what you said, they hope to get Ja back on Wednesday. So just, you know, can you keep pace, you know, and then be there in the end to overtake, you know, try to get to 2. But then, even then, you still got to see how this thing plays out below them, because who knows, maybe you're better off at 3 in the first round, depending on who the 6th seed is.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I felt, you know, when there was an outside chance, and there still is, but, you know, an outside chance of the 1 seed, I said, man, to me, the way I look at it, the sweet spot in the Western Conference playoffs right now is 2 or 3 seed. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got to the 1, you'd probably be facing the winner of Phoenix and the Clippers. And I mean, damn, I don't want them in the second round. The sweet spot is that 2-3 spot where, you know, whoever you play in the first round, you got to deal with them. But say you were able to win that series, then you're probably getting to Memphis. And I just think Memphis is cooked. I'd much rather play Memphis than Phoenix or the Clippers if the Kings were to be able to get past that first round. So
And because the bottom of the West is so crazy, even if you're 1, think about this. 1 could be Oklahoma City. 1 could be Dallas. 1 could be the Lakers. So, you know, and I think even with Denver have been in control of the West most of the year, I don't think there's a team down there in that 7-10 range going, if we get Denver, we're shook. They're like, we'll take our chances with that. But but you could say that 2-1 through 4.
Yeah, no, I mean, the whole West, everybody feels confident against everybody, I would think.
Yeah, I think this is a year truly where you go into every series. And like I said, to me, when I look at the top 10, top 11 in the West, because right now the Lakers are a half game out of 10. I think of the teams.
Shout out to the Kings for doing the Lord's work. Shout out to the Kings for doing the Lord's work. Through that game in Utah, get out of here.
They ain't do a damn thing for the Lord with that game. That's why I hope. That's why I hope they got to go to Memphis for that. but you look at that. I wouldn't. If you're a higher seed, I don't think you're afraid of Memphis. I mean, if OKC gets in, but. Maybe not Utah, but I mean, they haven't gone away all year.
Yeah, like you said, Utah's a tough place to play. I don't think Utah.
But they're going to make you earn it.
They're well coached. They're a tough minded team for sure.
But you catch a Dallas in the first round. Yeah, they don't guard me or you.
That's the sweet spot.
You know, but
the team.
But, you know, but dealing with Luke, you know, well, Kyrie's in a boot right now. So who knows where they might fall. Who knows what's going on with them?
Did he get hurt again tonight? Because he played tonight. He played tonight.
Yeah, but he got hurt. He left in the boot. I saw a replay. He's running around, cutting off a screen, I believe it is. Dylan Brooks steps on the back of on his heel. Dylan Brooks is an outright menace to society.
He really is.
He out here pushing. pushing cameramen.
He's wild. That's a wild dude, man.
He hit a man in the nuts this season. I mean, he is straight up menace. I mean,
wild boy right there.
He comes into games in denim shorts and a vest and a puff vest. So I mean, he's just wild. I mean, maybe this is what Canada's about. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a wild boy. But Dallas is the sweet spot. I'd take Minnesota over Dallas. Like if they play in a game.
Chance? I mean, depending on health, yeah.
Yeah.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dallas.
It's also kind of like, what if Cat comes back and ruins everything? Right.
There's that too. But I mean, man, it's crazy. Like all these from 6 to 10, even we'll throw the Lakers in there at 11. I mean, all these guys are, there's only one team over 500 in that whole group.
It's just a damn cluster. Well, it's just, I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just don't know, and you know, and if what Utah did tonight, they do again. Utah is not exactly trying to get in.
You think they're not trying to? Like, I think at this point, they're just kind of doing whatever.
Yeah,
like,
they get in great, but you know what? Going into the offseason with like their 300 first round picks. It's probably easier to trade if you say, hey, I got a lottery pick here, than it is to say, I'm going to trade the 15th pick. Even though it's only a couple of spots, you know, it was easier to say, hey, I got 11.
Mm.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, I think they'll take whatever they get, you know. So I think I kind of feel the same way about OKC. If they get in, great, but, you know, they're not going, you know, they got the second pick. Was it the second pick from last year's draft who hasn't played?
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, they got Chet Holmgren, who, you know, who before his injury was going to challenge Keegan for the greatest summer league player in history. And, you know, and then, yeah. So, I mean, I just think it's going to be weird, because this is a year where from 5 to 8, with exception, like I said, maybe of a Utah or OKC, the bottom seed team winning would not be a wild thing. Like, that 4-5 is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, that 4-5, that's the one right there. That's the one. That's
You're 2-3. If you're 2-3, you're going cool, because you mean to tell me there's a chance that the Clippers, the Suns, and the Nuggets could both be gone before I could start?
Right. Yeah, you know, I'll take that every day. Two of those, like, if you were able to get to the conference finals, two of those three teams are gone. You ain't got to deal with them.
I think you take that. So, I mean, it's going to be wild, but I think if you're the Kings, you want to be two, because one thing about Memphis is that, healthy or not, they are tough to beat in Memphis. The last time they had a home playoff game in Memphis, they had Mike Brown down by 50.
I went to
last time Mike Brown coached the playoff game, remember?
Right. No, he won. He coached them all the way to the Western Conference Finals, didn't he? I think he won.
Kerr came back. I'm blanking. I know the last time he was in Memphis, I feel like
he might have coached game one of the Western Conference Finals too, matter of fact.
I forget. I know when his last
time. He won a couple after that.
Because that was the time where my buddy reported that Steph said something about Memphis, and then he's like, I ain't say that. And it became the bulletin board. Oh, Steph was like, fun times in the NBA.
You gotta love this league. I'll speak for myself. I shouldn't say if I'm the Kings. I want the Kings to get the two, because I think the Warriors are going to end up staying in the six spot. They got a game against Dallas on Wednesday, which is going to be a pretty big game at Dallas. But I think the Warriors will find a way to stay in the sixth spot And I don't want to play the Warriors. I'm just not interested. I think the Kings are better than the Warriors. I think they'd beat them in a series, but I don't want to play Steph Curry. So just to make sure that's not the case, try and get that two seed and take on Dallas or Minnesota or whoever at this point. Like you never
know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm
for that one.
Yeah, you know, I think if you got to look at that, like I said, 7-10. Yeah, if the Warriors, you don't, you know, just with the hype, the possibility that Steph goes off. And the thing is, if things kind of hold true to where they are, if you stay in that spot, and you know, and you get the 7 seed, you probably avoid the Lakers, because the Lakers are probably going to be 8 if they get in. And if you can avoid AD, LeBron, Steph, Clay, and play, you know, even though I like them, Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert, or you can play Kyrie and Luka, who, even as good as they are, they will play the style of basketball you want to play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dallas ain't going to try to get physical with nobody.
Right.
They're going to try to get to 142.
Right.
So, I mean, in terms of matchups, and the playoffs are about matchups, that's a matchup I think that the Kings would love. And I think that would favor them, because I think they can – Dallas can't beat them. I think it would be hard for Dallas to beat them at what they do over 7 games. Largely, they don't have any size up front to deal with Sabonis.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, the only time JaVale McGee plays is against the Kings. So JaVale McGee would definitely be out there.
That's my man, JaVale. I'm the only person.
I like JaVale. I think he's a – I sincerely think he's, like, a valuable piece to a good team. I don't know why Dallas doesn't play him. Like, that kind of baffles me.
Yeah, because I mean, the one way you bother Sabonis is with size. So I mean, it would make sense why they would play him, but – yeah, because I mean, even when the Warriors don't have size, I mean, they you know, Looney is like not as, you know, ain't the same. Neither is Draymond, but like you said, it's the Steph factor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, then again, Luka could go for 16-20. He did it before.
Luka needs to be in shape, which it doesn't really matter. He's kids buckets when he's not in shape, but he's not even playing right now. So, yeah. We'll see what happens with Luka. I'm looking right here. Yeah. JaVale McGee. The MPCD tonight. I don't understand it, but whatever. Kings finished the 4-game road trip once again, 3-1, and they come home tomorrow. You guys will probably be listening to this in the morning. Tonight, they come home to play the Boston Celtics at the Golden One Center. We'll preview that match.
Buck Boston.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Let's go. Sorry, Jesse. But we'll talk about that. On the other side is Jason Jones, Kenny Caraway, J Street Vibes. We'll be right back.